Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Sextortion increases in Wyoming, targeting minors. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. Minors are experiencing sextortion online at an alarming rate, according to the FBI. The agency issued a warning stating that in Atlanta, reports have increased 700% since 2021. Wyoming has seen that same spike. According to Jackson Hole News and Guide, sextortion is defined as an offender coercing a minor to create and send sexually explicit images or video. Once the offender gets sexually explicit materials from the child, a threat to release that compromising material soon follows, prompting the victim to either produce more images or pay off the extortionist. Typically, the FBI says offenders are seeking one of two things, sexual gratification or money. Nationwide, more than 13,000 claims of financial sextortion of minors involving 12,600 victims were reported to the federal authorities between October 2021 and March 2023. In the past year, the Gillette Police Department has also received numerous reports of this type of sextortion. While Wyoming has what might appear to be a low volume of cases, they're increasing at a high rate that's right in line with the national trends, according to Chris McDonald, who leads the Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force for the Wyoming Division of Criminal Investigation. The state has documented a 700% increase since 2021. Go back a few more years to 2018, and the increase jumps to 840%. The total numbers are still small, though, with 47 cases reported in 2023, compared with 5 in 2018. Victims are often boys aged 13 to 17, McDonald said. The FBI's warning found the same. However, any minor can be a victim. They're contacted on whatever platform you see a lot of kids on, Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook Messenger, or online games, according to McDonald. Any platform that a kid is on, predators are also on. The FBI estimates that 500,000 predators are online every day. McDonald encouraged victims to report offenders to the website or social media platform being used to contact the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children through its Take It Down program. Wyoming also has an anonymous tip line called Safe to Tell. Despite tornado, Peabody ships most fourth quarter coal in 4 years. St. Louis-based Peabody Energy Corporation reported Thursday that the mining company saw its highest level of coal production in Wyoming's Powder River Basin during the fourth quarter of 2023 since 2019, despite a tornado hitting its flagship mine last summer. According to Cowboy State Daily, on a call with Wall Street analysts, Peabody Executive Vice President and CFO Mark Spurbeck said the Powder River Basin mine shipped 23.6 million tons of coal in the quarter, the highest quarterly volume since 2019, despite its flagship North Antelope Rochelle mine being hit by a tornado last summer. He described the volume of shipments as a testament to our team's full recovery from the mid-year tornado disruption, with workers putting themselves in a position to seize an opportunity to load additional trains. In late June, a tornado ripped through the North Antelope Rochelle coal mine south of Gillette in northeast Wyoming, causing minimal injuries. The mine, the largest in the nation, was not as fortunate, suffering serious damage that temporarily halted operations. The tornado damaged a train loading dock and power line to the mine. In the quarter, Peabody increased the production share of all shipments out of the Powder River Basin from 39% in the 2023 third quarter to 43% in the fourth, Spurbeck said. In this year's first 3 months, Peabody estimates coal shipments from the basin to slip to 21 million tons, with an overall target that could hit 85 million for all of 2024. Peabody President and CEO Jim Greach delivered a cautious outlook on the call with the analysts. He said in the United States, electricity generation from thermal coal declined year over year due to how low gas prices and the impacts of renewable generation. He went on to say the near-term demand outlook is anticipated to be challenged by comparatively high inventories at the power plants as we transition into the post-winter shoulder season. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene.